Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. Oh, hey, Jacob skipped the line by sending us an audio recording. We will play that recording for you now.
Hey, Ben and Nathan. Thanks again for all your work in the LSAT Demon. I've been a student for about a year now and have improved my score from the mid-140s to practice testing in the low 170s. I recently scored 164 on an official LSAT test, and I submitted my law school applications in late February, early March of this year. I'm currently receiving offers, but none of them are full rides. Most of them are about 75%. And looking at the LSAT Demon scholarship calculator and the 509 reports, I had calculated that those ones that I had submit would have been about full ride or something close. And I know the scores, they change from year to year. Regardless, I'm planning on putting law school off a year anyway, based on new circumstances that have arisen. So my question is, would it make most sense to defer a year with the offers that I have, or would it look bad if I just withdrew my applications and reapplied early next cycle with possibly a higher LSAT score? Because I know I can get into the 170s since my recent practice test scores were there when I took my most recent test. Thanks.
Wow. So you cringed, Nathan, when Jacob said, hey, I have a 164. And by the way, I've applied.
I cringed twice because I apply, you know, I've been PTing in the low 170s, but I applied with a 164.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
No matter what time of year it is, no matter what type of offers you have in hand, even if you had full rides and stipends, you have low 170 practice test scores, you 100% need to give the LSAT another shot. At least two more times, right? To try to get that 164 up to 170 something.
That's yeah. Just so congratulations, Jacob, different. On your huge improvement, by the way, from mid 140s to the low 170s. I mean, you're looking at almost a 30 point improvement there, which is fantastic, but you haven't yet documented it on your official record. And that's all the law schools care about. What's your highest official score? So 164, you know, despite what the scholarship estimator might have said, by the way, that's LSATdemon.com/scholarships. You know, even if the 164 said that you should have gotten full rides, a 170 something definitely will. So the very best thing you can do is to withdraw all of those applications. You don't have to give them any reason. It's just not, the time's not right for you. If they ask you for an explanation, you just say, yeah, I've got personal circumstances. I need to apply next year. Retake the LSAT until you get something in the low 170s, and you will. If you treat your official test as if they're just another practice test, you will eventually get an official score that reflects your documented ability from your practice test. And so get that 170 something as soon as possible on your official record. And the other thing I cringed about is that Jacob applied in late February, early March. We start seeing scholarship offers every single year in the fall. So this isn't a slower admission cycle, and some schools have been reluctant to release admissions decisions this year for whatever reason. It's just been a slower cycle. But these offers aren't right for you. And if you defer, they're going to try to give you the same offer. If you just withdraw and reapply, then it's going to be a new bidding war next year. And by the way, it's April now, so it's only like 4 months or 5 months or whatever until September rolls around. And you should be applying at the beginning of the next cycle, Jacob, with a 170 something. And I think you're going to just see night and day differences as far as your scholarship offers are concerned.
Yeah, I agree with everything you just said. And I think our advice is really clear now, but just in case it's not, I'm going to say, Jacob, you decided to put off law school for another year based on new circumstances that have arisen. Even if those circumstances change, you're still going to want to apply next year, not this year.
Yeah, right. Even if it wasn't for those circumstances, these offers are beneath you because you applied late in the cycle with less than your best LSAT.
Yeah.
So you need to apply earlier in the cycle, and you definitely need to apply with an LSAT. I mean, it might not seem like, especially because you started in the mid 140s, you might not really be understanding the difference between 164 and 172, right? When you're in the 140s, 164 looks awesome. But the difference between 164 and a 172 could be the difference between their 25th percentile and their 75th percentile.
Easily.
It's a huge difference at these schools.
Yeah.
Yeah. 164 could be below the 25th percentile, and 172 could be above the 75th percentile at the exact same school. In fact, that is guaranteed to be the case for many schools.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a night and day. Like, that's just two different applicants.
Mm-hmm.
Even same GPA, same document, same everything else. Low 170s is a different applicant from a 164. So keep going, Jacob. You are killing it. Thank you very much for subscribing to the LSAT Demon. Thank you for following our advice. Thank you for all the hard work that it has taken you to improve from mid 140s to the low 170s. Thank you for sending an audio recording into the show and skipping the line. We really appreciate that. Keep following our advice, though, and follow through on this next bit of it. Just go ahead and burn the boats, like Ben likes to say. Withdraw all your applications. Don't be tempted by these shitty offers. And don't have that loss aversion thing where it's like, oh, but what if I don't get as good of an offer next year? You will. You'll get better offers next year. You're going to improve your LSAT by a few points at least. And potentially by 6 or 8 or 10 points, which is going to result in just night and day better offers in the next cycle. Anything more for Jacob?
That's it. Yeah.
You're killing it, Jacob. Keep going. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.